winner is Sydney, Australia.
Shit the bed, we're back again. Welcome to Jump in the Turnstile. I'm Jez Bog.
I'm Timmy Dago.
And I'm Sean Enough.
The sometimes always guest. Coming back for some more.
Yeah, why not?
Two weeks in a row, boys.
Anything that motivates Jezbot to get in here?
Yes. Well, I've got plenty to talk about today.
Yeah, what you got? Yeah, right.
I drove up to Sydney, boys.
Sydney Drive. 874 kilometres, I think we...
It seemed like it took about 8 days.
All in one run?
One run. I drove the entire way because I took my ute up.
I was going to ask about that.
Go on.
Cass, did she at all say, do you want me to drive a little bit? And you laughed.
I laughed.
Did you?
Yeah, defos.
So she did offer.
She offered once, but it's... boys, you forget how big this bloody brown country is of ours. Yeah, big brown bloody fucking... It's a long way to Sydney. You think, hit the border. We're halfway there. You're not.
No.
You're not.
No.
You got another 6 hours.
Is that so is that Corowa?
Yeah, Albury, right. Corowa.
Albury, Corowa.
Albury...
Wodonga.
Wodonga. And then
Wodonga, Wodonga, Wodonga. Wodonga,
Wodonga, Wodonga. Corowa is sort of near that. But it's, oh my God, I got about 2 hours in and my driving injury flared up. So on my left, like, what do you call that? Scapula? Underneath your armpit.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Right?
I thought you were grabbing my left tit.
Starts seizing up. No matter what you do, if you rest it on something, if you prop it up.
All right.
And it just fucking 3 hours in and it starts going, all right, I'm fucked.
Right.
I'm fucked. This is gonna be a hell drive.
Is it the same thing as if you sat there on a mouse? Would it do the same?
It doesn't do it.
Is it?
It's only when I drive.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, oh my God, I've got 5.5 hours left to go.
Oh,
and like, we stopped about... 8 or 9 times. Stopped in the Penn Museum in
did
old Gundagai.
Penn Museum?
Yeah.
Did you buy a pen?
No, I didn't go in. It was $5 to go in. And
$5 to go into a Penn museum?
Yeah, well, you know.
You got to make money somehow.
Yeah.
So what you got? You got your feather. Feather pen. You got your ball pen.
Did it go back to the quill?
The quill.
I would assume.
Classic quill.
I would assume it did. But we didn't go in because I was like, right, let's get back on the road.
Back on the road. We've got no time for
Unfortunately, one of us is now, we're going to have to go there. Someone's going to have to go there to find out about it since you didn't.
Yeah, because I wonder if the classic biro is in there.
For sure.
And then the double or quad biro.
Oh, yeah, the four pillars. It's the quad biro.
Quad biro.
I was driving home going, I'm such an idiot. That would have been great pod fodder, Penn Museum.
Yeah,
but I think what I'll do next time is...
Not go.
Well, I'll never drive that far ever again.
No.
Just so we'll not be doing it. One, look, there and back plus stops, 21 hours. 20 hours, like when you really think about it.
Yeah.
10 hours up, 10 hours down.
Yeah, but then you can't, fuel...
Fuel.
He can't afford to buy a plane ticket.
$550 worth of diesel.
Mm.
Right, so it's and then 20 hours of your life. So we're going. Nah, we'll either drive, sort of like to Beechworth, get out, stay the night.
Oh yeah.
Go to the pub, stay the night, get back in the car, drive to Albury, or go 3 hours.
Mm.
And enjoy the ride rather than just. Seeing the relentless roadkill.
Yeah, I was going to say, give us a road report. Quality of roads, potholes.
Look,
potholes
aren't so bad. Once you get into New South Wales, roads are like, fit like a glove.
Yeah, much better, are they?
Yeah, they're all right. It's just up to Hume, but it's, look, you got dead kangaroos, dead wallabies, dead wombats, dead, like we went through this one.
Body count. Motherfuckers.
Oh, dude. Like, and then you'll see just like a huge red blood splatter like 3 or 4 meters, like a pool of blood. He's going, what the fuck, man? Like,
the roads are paved with blood.
Cass was just reading or something, so I didn't want her to look up because it was getting quite distressing, the amount of dead animals, echidnas, possums.
So you forbid her from driving and forbid her from looking up.
Yeah, pretty much. But we went through this one patch where over like 2 or 3 kilometres, it was just like a galah. Like massacre, like the Holocaust, like these galah birds, you know.
Are they the blackies?
Nah, the pink and the pinkies, right?
Yeah.
And they must have just been on the road chilling when the truck, or as a swarm of them, were coming down, and then the truck went through them as they were trying to cross the road.
Right.
But there was, I don't know, 250 dead galahs. Just there was fucking shit.
That's quite a few.
Bird flu.
Bird flu.
I mean, PCR test is conclusive.
Yeah, there's no vaccination for
fixed it. We worked it out. We just fucking run over the counts.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. The vaccination doesn't cure a Mack truck to the face.
Sure, they go on the body count, though. But yeah, the galahs, I've seen them. They're quite the fan of it. They hang out in groups on the ground.
Mm. Right.
Galahs.
Galahs. Silly galahs. So you got your galahs, you got your cock or twos.
Mm.
Many dead cock or twos?
Didn't see many cock or twos. Didn't see many cock or twos.
Not even at the urinal?
I wasn't looking.
At the truck stop?
It's a shame. You look like the sort of guy that could handle a cock or two.
Double barrel, mate. You've
bloody done it. Yeah, so the roads are long and...
Yeah, and treacherous and boring.
Okay, so what was the main audio in the car?
What was the
travel mixtape?
That's a good question. We did a lot of scanning through the radio.
Oh, God.
A lot of scanning.
Unprepared.
Yeah. I had what potties did I listen to? No, don't think I listened to any potties. Didn't think
not
I listened
even
to
any potties.
Nah. And then Cass put on, I don't know, YouTube music or whatever.
Oh.
But it was my playlist, so that was all right.
Okay.
A lot of hip hop, you know. Yeah. But it's just such a fucking long way. It's like, what am I doing?
And so what were you going? Why did you go there?
Expo, a beauty expo at the ICC, which is the
International
Convention Center. So you went to the beauty expo?
I went for an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, about an hour.
Worth the drive?
Yeah, worth a bloody drive just to see all those lips, those collagen, Botox.
Lips and tits.
Lips. Mm. They all look the fucking same.
Is it?
They all look the same. The ones that have had all the injections and whatnot.
So does that mean that the treatment works if they all look the same? Because isn't that what they're striving for?
I think so. But look, I just lashed on Cash. She was like, I'm going to these, you know, meetings or whatever. You know, so I took my little self out to Sydney. You really must go.
Oh,
fantastic.
City walk.
Yeah. So, again, you don't need to, if you're staying around the convention centre or Circular Quay, you really should just catch a plane and then train straight into the Circular and then just walk everywhere.
Yeah.
There is no reason to have a vehicle.
No.
I had to take my bloody roof racks off to get into the car park.
Yeah, I thought that was a stroke of genius. Before he left, he looked it up and looked up the height regulations of the car park he was staying in.
Jesus.
Would you ever do that?
Nah.
Well, you got to think about that Sydney living.
What made you think of that anyway?
Because it's Sydney,
mm-hmm.
and I got a ute, and it's just not set up for big tradie trucks and shit. It's just not.
Mm.
And I always freak out when I go into like, you know, underground car parks that I'm going to hit.
Yeah, right.
So I had about 20 mil. Had to get Cass out to get.
Without the racks.
Without the racks.
Jeez Louise.
And the next thing would have been deflating the tyres and then rolling in. That was fun. So yeah, I took myself out of the convention. It's pissing down rain. Bought myself an umbrella.
Yep.
Went, all right, I'm going to go find those record stores. Now, let me tell you, Sydney, if you really must go to get the vinyl, there are like a dozen record stores. I went into two, right, and they are wall-to-wall, back-to-back vinyl heads.
Shelf to shelf.
Shelf to shelf, just carrying out records, like
right,
hundreds of them. Okay. Spending thousands.
So lots of people in the stores.
Yeah, vinyls are a really big thing, Tim.
Mm. What'd you get?
I got Book T and the MGs. I got Massive Attack. I got Tribe Called Quest.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, what's that guy? Mad Dr.
MF Doom.
MF Doom.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Hedging the bets.
Looking for that Jurassic 5 Power and Numbers.
Yep.
Can't find it. It's not out anymore.
Right.
You came up with an idea though, Tim.
Yeah. So the idea is, because I did it for Mr. Bungle. Mr.
Right.
Bungle Vinyl. I found the publishers and called them and said who holds the license to it to see where they're being manufactured.
Right.
And contacted that place that had the license and asked them if they were ever going to run copies of it ever again.
Oh, we hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, yeah,
Mr. Bungle, eh?
And then I guess it's Faith No More comes out, concert.
Mm.
I think because they... It approached the 25?
Yeah, at least.
35 years? Maybe 35 years for Mr. Bungle's release.
Mm.
And then they released it.
Bungle Bungle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
so
you asked them.
Well, not because I asked them, but yeah.
Maybe.
But it's a way to do it because they just hold on to the license and then don't run them off until there's demand.
Run them off.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. That's just as organized as calling the place you're staying to see how high their car park is,
isn't it? Because I was looking for it forever, and I just didn't want to buy somebody else's copy of it.
Yeah, it's rank.
And then I got it, and then the whole album fit on one side.
Yeah.
And the other side was just an etched,
oh no,
blank disc.
Nothing.
Really? Give us some bonus.
Oh, I thought you were going to say give us a look.
Fuck it.
It's just too many fucking records behind you.
So anyway, yeah, Sydney. It's if you we kept saying if you were, you know, you've got drugged and you just woke up and you were like landed in the middle of this city, you would not know where the fuck you are.
Mm.
Like we will stay right in Chinatown. By the way, they're Chinatown. Nowhere near.
No, because you were saying
out of Chinatown.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, I think you were saying. I think when we called you, you said their Chinatown is the equivalent of what. In China, if they had Australian Town, because it would still be relatively Chinese, but just
a little off,
a little too Aussie.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Come in for a barbecue, get a shrimps on the barbie. But yeah, great place to just get lost in. You know, have a scooch around, and
it's a bloody maze. I'll tell you that much.
That's kind of cool. I don't mind that. Not when you're driving, but if you just looking to get lost.
It's a weird place. Do you remember how Sydney you really must go?
Yeah.
we ended up at after one of a hip hop show, we were on tour going around the country with a couple of international artists. And by some stroke of luck, we ended up at probably the most expensive piece of real estate in Australia.
I reckon.
The Opera House. Yeah.
You guys
come back and hang out with us.
Like, all right.
And yeah, it was just us. We're like,
Timmy and I.
Hey.
We went on a bit of a side quest and they invited us and we were like, and they were a good crew. We're like, yeah, sweet as, no dramas.
Yeah, sick.
Just before we got there, they started getting a little bit like hesitant and we're like, you guys invited us. Like, and we wondered why they was like, being so hesitant.
I want to suck a cock or two.
then when we got there, we couldn't see. Like, we pulled up in this street, and all the houses had these big fences at the front of the house, so you couldn't really see where you were. It was
or how big the houses were.
No, it was just like a
gated
community. We don't know the area, so it was just a non-assuming street with very high fences. But once they opened the gate and we walked through, massive house that just stepped down, and this house was like... front and center, their view was Sydney Harbour and front and center of Sydney Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Oh yeah,
not an angle off it. It was like dead center.
And then they had like stairwells and went down to their own private dock.
Yeah,
and all this shit.
Were they renting?
You have to be really quiet because it was. Don't you remember that? Like the the parents were there or something. Oh, we had okay. to tiptoe around.
Oh, this older sister had just had a party or something, and they were like all asleep or something.
Something like that.
But all these houses, they did have their own docks, and they all had, the house we were at didn't, but all the neighbours had these massive super yachts on their docks.
Sweet.
It was so weird.
Sick. We were just like, what the fuck have we looked into here? Yeah. This is sick.
How much money can you give me?
Oh, man, it was nuts.
It was.
Now, Sean, have you saved anyone's life in the last 7 days?
No, I've barely saved my own.
Yeah, what's going on there?
No, I haven't saved any this week. I try not to, you know.
On a regular.
Yeah.
And every time those opportunities have come up, I've always looked around. Yeah, like, surely this is somebody else's gig. And it's only when it dawns on me that no one else is there or taking that initiative that I've ended up in that position. So, like, I don't actively go looking for it at this stage.
Mm. I was looking to be Batman in Sydney on the Saturday night. Went out for a few cocktails. By the way, make your cocktails bigger. Yeah. You know, you wait for an espresso martini. It comes in those stupid glasses. It's like it's not enough. It's not enough.
No. You just gulp it up.
Yeah, gulp one down.
So, one night in Gotham.
Yeah, we're walking around and haven't seen any cops. Like, strangely, no cops where we were.
Right.
No one on the beat.
No need?
There's a need. There's a need. There is? Yeah, because, like, there was this one guy, and we're walking after our cocktails, and I'm sort of like, look at this guy, Cass, and I started tailing him.
Is this the guy you filmed and sent to us?
Yeah.
And we couldn't work out what the hell was going on in there.
Well, he was just walking down the street, yelling at to the gods, crazy, weird shit. I'm like stumbling around, and then I'm like, watch this, Cass, because he's going up to the bins. Yeah. You know, he's looking through the bins. He's nicely dressed enough, you know.
Yeah.
Not sleeping rough, I wouldn't say.
Right.
And then, like, I see McDonald's coming up. Right, watch Cass. It's like a magnet. He's going in. Checks the bins. And I'm like, babe, we've got to follow this guy because he's making a ruckus and this could escalate. Where are the fucking cops? I reckon they're all undercover because it's tourism and the CCTV. You're being watched. You're being tracked. CCCPT TV. And starts shouting Allah Akbar and all this, you know.
Yep.
Whatever he was fucking shouting out. And then, you know, Sir Digby Chicken Caesar. Yeah. Remember that one?
The Adventures of Digby Caesar.
On a lonely planet spinning its way to damnation amid the fear and despair of a broken human race, who is left to fight for all that is good and pure and gets you smashed for under a fiver? Yes, it's the surprising adventures of me, Sir Digby Chicken Caesar.
Funniest shit ever.
Yeah.
He finds himself, like, on a side quest, he finds on the park bench, someone had obviously been to a party. They'd got a birthday cake, they'd eaten half the cake, and then left the chocolate cake
in
the box. And he...
Chopped me out.
Where he chopped him out, and opens the box. We're watching him. Opens the box, and he's like...
It's like his birthday.
I'm a legend! And then just fucking goes in, scoops it up, and then just starts chowing down on this fucking cake.
I mean, for people that regularly get chocolate cake, you can afford to just nibble it in a bit, but
yeah,
you want to hoof that down.
Oh, it was the biggest win he'd had all day.
I had what I thought was a homeless guy. I was in Oakley, and it was sort of late at night. I was picking up the kids from somewhere, and he was going through the bins. He's like going through the bins
to get,
like,
ciggy butts. Because that's a classic standard.
He was getting bottles and cans, and he was getting stuff out, and he was filling the thing. And just as he's scurrying through the bin like this, somebody comes and puts something in the bin, and he's giving the old, don't put things in my bin, that kind of thing.
This is my bin.
I thought to myself, oh, this guy needs a chop out. I better go full Sean and Huff styles here. Mm. And make a man out of myself. And I went up to him and said, hey, mate, you right for dinner? You want? I had $5 ready. He's like, no, thanks.
No, I'm right.
No, thank you.
No.
No,
he's doing his do. He's got the cans. He's got the bottles.
10 cents a can, you know.
10 cents a can or
five for $2.
None for $5.
Yeah, the cigarette butt thing is always a classic. Like, especially in today's day and age where you've got the black market, the cigarettes going. Fuck, you're only scabbing what, two by two people, you've got a pack of darts.
Mm.
You can get a full pack of darts for like $15, $12.
Or you could scab little bits and buy a pack of tally-hos.
And then roll them all.
The cigarettes you want in the world. That's
disgusting.
You know, part of it's like half of it's obviously, or I mean, the vast majority of it is probably nicotine addiction and, you know, mental health issues.
Sure.
The way nicotine soothes those issues. But also a lot of it, it's probably, you know, the same way as people get addicted to pokies and whatnot. It's just a dopamine reflex, you know, like it's a foraging reflex.
I gotcha.
You know, where it's...
Is that like a hoarding thing, like people that just keep collecting the... Collecting.
It's just utilizing those basic systems of survival that we've all got, so we, you know, go make sure that we feed ourselves and things like that. And, you know, it's just a way to keep busy, and you get a small reward every time I find a little cigarette.
I found one.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a piece of cake. This one. here's a half-eaten cheeseburger.
This cigarette's a little bit wet.
This one's got lipstick on it. It must be a warm.
Sydney, it's very moist up there. It's very humid.
Yes, it can be. We had, like, rain.
Yeah.
But,
Damper on the bloody Siggy collection. Oh,
yeah. Did you go to the Royal Botanical Gardens?
Didn't do shit. No. Didn't go more than a kilometre.
Did you go to the Taronga Zoo?
Nah, I didn't. Not enough time. Huh? It was the next night of the... The Sunday night we went met up with Cassie's cousins and family up there, and they made a good showing for us. Who fucking knows where we were? Campbelltown. And then some bloody place there. There's always a new...
Restaurant or...
No, like new...
RSL.
Half and half. Like, they've created this new suburb. It used to be a like Calder Park or whatever, like a racetrack. And they've just spawned in a new suburb.
Oh, right.
And so they're just this massive sort of sports bar and restaurant bistro. And I got myself a... what did I get myself? A beef schnitzel.
Beef schnitz.
Not veal. Beef.
No, beef. Hadn't before.
Well, you don't get them down here, do you?
No.
You really don't.
And beef schnitzel on a schooner.
Well, I was asking for pints, and they were coming up with the, like the beer glass, like a jug, like a mug.
That's not
a pint.
No.
Well, they're not doing them. I don't think they
do pints up there.
Look, it's
schooners. I think schooners as big as they go, New South Wales.
Kind of felt as though I was in another country.
Mm.
Could have been. Not yet. Soon enough.
Maybe.
I kind of felt it was like I kept getting vibes of I'm in Thailand or I'm in Bali or I'm somewhere.
Yeah.
That's not Australia.
Is that how fucked Victoria is? You just got to go to New Zealand. I mean, New Zealand, New South Wales, and you feel like you're on international land.
Well, it's kind of is. I mean.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, so what? The whole while are you going?
My back's fucked. I'm more peeking out. As soon as I'm out of the car, it's tight and tense. But I know a few massage things I can get up in there with a thumb up in that bloody armpit, and you just squeeze it up there, and it sort of releases it. But all I'm thinking is, I'm fucked on the way home. This is fucked. Yeah.
So,
have you tried one of those? The seat covers made out of all the beads.
I will run that next time. I'll do a whole bunch of. Well, I'm never going to drive that far again.
It's you don't see them anymore, but taxi drivers, you know, and they know.
Is that what that's all about?
Well, only taxi drivers used them.
Yeah, right.
But they
beads.
You don't see them anymore, do you?
They're all bum beads. No, I think they took
them all out of the cars and put them on the doorways, all the door frames.
Yeah. No, I didn't let Cass drive home.
Still didn't.
No, because
you'd have nothing to complain about.
Well, it's tiring. Like we left at six in the morning, you know, and then we're driving through dark, and then she's like trying to read and stay awake, and she's going, "I don't know how the fuck you're doing this, man." Like. I can't even concentrate. Like,
yeah, well, I told you not to look out the window.
You stupid bitch. I just didn't want her to... Look, when we get a good family car, that's not the 1998 Toyota Corolla that's probably done 250,000 kilometres.
Mm.
We'll get a nice, safe car and she can drive then, you know. But it's just it's too far to... Like, if you zone out, you're fucking dead.
You're dead.
You're dead.
Yeah.
So you can't, so I'm like, oh my God, when's the next pull? I've got to pull over. And they pull over, you do some push-ups, and you take a piss.
Push-ups?
You do anything, stretch, do anything to get the blood flow. Well, you know.
I was going to say.
Stretch.
Because I'd be in the other car going, look at this cat.
Look at this cat.
Look at this hero. Yeah. What I do like, I love a good roadside vendor. Did you see any of them?
Like a donuts.
Donuts.
Pull in here, donuts.
Relish, salamis.
Yeah, there was a bit
flowers.
Of flowers. Yeah, there's a bit of that.
Yeah, sometimes the odd fruit one they have, the, you know, like a bit of honey or.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Honey stand would be nice.
Yeah, honey stand.
Yeah.
Nothing? Got some.
No, there was a few here and there, like, but the big servos.
Right, yeah.
And you've got like BP, you've got KFC, you've got all of them, all the one. But you just, once you started, you're going, oh, I need this to be over. Just get back in the car. But I noticed, right, because I'm watching the GPS and it says, like, you have 5 hours and 5 minutes to go. And then you pull over for a quick piss, only stop for like 5-10 minutes maximum.
Mm.
And then the GPS just goes, right, that's cost you half an hour.
What?
Because now you're going to be driving into Sydney when it's peak period.
Oh.
So if you don't leave at fucking 6, we left at 6:15 in the morning, thinking,
you're
all right.
You're catching on the other end.
You're catching it. You should really leave at 4:30 so that you're rolling into Sydney at about 3:30. But the tunnel system up there is fucking crazy. Like quadruple the length of all of our tunnels. Like they're just going in every which way but loose. And here's the rub. If you don't actually know what the fuck's going on in Sydney and you're following your GPS and it needs a satellite, when you get into the tunnels, satellite don't work.
They don't have any...
Well, it goes up, Coffs Harbour, Campbelltown, fucking all these places I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Stick right, stick left. Don't go to this lane, get into that lane. And so we just winged it.
Driving from the left must turn right only from the left lane.
Yeah.
What?
And if you miss it, you're going 30 km's out of your ways.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's no good.
That's Sydney. Oh, I got a shave as well.
Oh yeah,
I got a nice cutthroat shave.
Well, you went the full cutthroat.
Yeah. Oh, you finished me off with a cutthroat.
Oh, okay. It wasn't a happy ending.
No, it wasn't actually.
You finished you off.
The Sydney shave.
What do you got there, Sean?
Oh, when you were talking about Chinatown earlier, I thought it reminded me that I got these Chinese sweets that I thought I'd share with you guys.
Oh, little sweeties.
Nice.
There's nothing distinguishable on the pack, like legible on the packet, except for 9 System Crystal Sugar Waxberry.
My favourite.
we did go into an
IGA. I love a good 9 System.
We did go into an IGA, and it was basically a Chinese shop.
Yeah.
And they had the craziest flavours of shit in there.
Well, I used to take the kids after school to the Chinese supermarket and say, pick something weird.
Yeah.
You got your Lay's seaweed.
Weird Lay's.
Yeah, you've got your cucumber flavour chips. You right there, boys?
That's better. Oops. Yep, that's better.
Okay, yeah. I made some slight adjustment to the headband. Oh, here we go. Is there an inner packet in that? What's going on with this fucking thing?
I don't know about
anyway,
that.
So
yeah, thanks.
We're in the shopping center. Went to the IGA. It was like, fuck, we could be in China right now. Go into the bottle shop, and it's run by a Chinese couple, and it's the whole place smells like smoke. And I'm going,
Ciggies. Yeah.
And I went up and I said, who's fucking smoking?
Mm.
And in the most Aussie accent that I've ever heard anyone speaking, this Chinese lady goes, this. Some fucking Chinese cunt. I'm like, whoa.
What's going on with this?
Oh, there's a pip in it.
Oh, it's got a pip in it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's strange.
Oh, it's a big sultana. The blackberry.
I've got no idea what it is.
It's a pip in it.
I'm really not sure about it either.
It's got a sultanary tone to it,
but definitely black currant.
You can really taste the 9 Systems.
If you didn't know, you'd definitely break a tooth on that.
Mm.
Going in.
That.
Mm.
Now we've got.
I don't think I'll be finishing them.
Hideous pips that are going to lie around the house.
Mm. Yeah, I've got sweet potato.
Is that a pip tray?
I think it's a pip tray.
Oh, it sure is.
I like that.
Ew. I got a
crook. Sorry, I like the sugar on the outside though.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was going to say. It's all right. Enough of Sydney.
Sydney!
Yeah, gotcha.
That's the last I want to speak of it.
And never again. And that's the halfway mark, boys.
Well, if that's halfway, it might be time for an AI checkup.
What's the checkup?
Well, you've been on a bit of a project today, Tim.
Yeah. I'll go over to... Yeah,
these mics are picking up everything today, aren't they?
So I've been trying to make AI my bitch, and treat it. So I was thinking to get the old AI reading the algorithms of the podcast and give us an analysis.
Mm.
And I want pie charts, and I want.
Spreadsheets.
Who was on the spreadsheets, and I want to know who was on every episode. I want to know what the episode was about, but I don't want to do it myself.
No.
So I'm thinking about making the ultimate handbook, and if it works out, feeding the handbook back into AI, and then getting it to be a co-host, a John Blackman, if you will.
Awesome. Mm.
Hey, it's Saturday, fam.
I mean, give it John Blackman's voice. That'd be amazing.
Oh, I wonder if we could do that. Put feed.
Ah, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea. Feed enough John Blackman into it so that it gets the.
Yeah, he ended up getting like mouth cancer, didn't he?
Yeah, that's.
How ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they was smoking darts up in that room, like nonstop. Yeah, chain smoking. So, what have we got? What have we learnt from previous podcasts? We got. Games list or
ultimate archive. The Grok has called it because I'm doing I'm pitting them against each other in a cage, and I've got ChatGPT making me a version and Grok making me a version.
Good. Spread
and
the best.
And then I'm going to feed Grok into ChatGPT and ChatGPT into Grok.
Mm.
And have them battle it out, a battle of wits,
right.
And see if we can get like better results.
Yeah, modern day John Connor.
But
I've got an idea for a John Connor game, by the way, Terminator game.
Awesome.
Okay, so none listed. I think what it's done is it's just gone.
Is it better than the one we're living currently?
Yeah.
Okay. This is how lame the results are.
Okay.
So I said start at episode 11 because the first one's a null and void. And it's AKA Angel Boobs over here. Date was 2016.
Wow.
Duration, not listed. Host, Taco, Jezbot. Guest, none listed. I know we had...
Nukes?
I want to say Nukes on that one.
Yeah.
So that's weird. Episode synopsis, first surviving public episode.
Mm-hmm.
Absurdist title, sets the tone. That's the synopsis of the episode.
So it's not wrong. Good.
Yeah. Segments, none formally named. Key topics, open conversation.
This doesn't know anything. This is...
Major discussions, not recoverable from public resources. Because I said, like, go on there and like, get
listen
the transcripts.
Yeah.
Because I knew that it could read it and then just go...
Were they doing transcripts back then?
No,
scripts.
It's right now. Yeah, you can like every episode.
And it back dates it.
Yeah.
We'll pull up one that has got some
important
information.
Important funny moments. This is great. Come not on. Recoverable. And finally, cross reference archive start point.
Well, scan up to like get one that has some stats, perhaps.
Hold the phone though. 2016.
Mm.
You having a 10-year anniversary?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was April.
Was it? Was that 10 years and we did nothing for it? You actually didn't even turn up for 4 months.
10 years.
We missed it.
Well done, boys. Happy birthday.
I wanted to skip a few 99, 101.
Yeah.
That's which is what we did. because we're going to do a big episode. We're going to do a live episode for episode 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could be fucked.
Yeah.
So we just skipped the whole episode. If you look at the charts, it goes 99, 101, 102.
Yeah, I remember that.
Not even a good episode.
Keep going with this, Tim. Have we got anything?
So far, looking at the archive, it's done a few episodes, and it has done that to fucking every episode.
Right, so scroll. All right,
here we go. Jump in the turnstile. Indiana Danoz and the Floorboards of Doom.
Yes, classic episode.
2016. Tim Otago. Guest, Danoz. Later it says, title reference, later, Danoz Direct.
Oh, so
got that.
Okay.
episode synopsis, Indiana Jones style, Patache. Already featuring the name Danoz. No.
Protege?
Pastiche.
We can edit this out.
Nah, we're not gonna. Key topics: Aventa pastiche, early Danoz association. No, this is not doing what I asked it to do.
Can you ask it how many times we've referenced bestiality?
Yeah.
I wonder.
I would say none.
And season three, episode number 45. Buckets of Fun.
Yeah, that was about a client of mine finding a bucket of poo in their shed that one of their workers that had obviously got pissed off with them because they're, you know, doing a reno and and someone's taking a big duke in a bucket. Which and she's funny. She's gone to wash the car. She's like, Dad.
Yeah. Someone's done a poo in our bucket.
It's a bucket of poo.
Yes, well, Steve Trappett had the exact same thing happen to him because the dunnies weren't connected at a place. And he was there slightly after all the boys were there, and he couldn't use the dunnies there because it wasn't working. He's like, I'm gonna have to shit now, and shit in a bucket.
I see
it. And then. He shit in a bucket in the garage. I wonder if it's the same.
Maybe it's the same story.
No, it's not the same story because he went and fucking went, oh shit, I've got to do this, do that, and fucking got the keys and then wrote a note on the thing saying, oh, I've got a buddy, this and that, it's got to be done, blah, blah, blah. Left the keys, went out, I locked the door behind him and went, the fucking bucket.
Oh.
Left the bucket. And then he got a call the next day going, those fucking plasterers are disgusting animals. I'll have a word to them.
I think it might have even been a kettle.
A kettle?
Poo kettle.
No, oh, I've heard about that. Katie went to a... found a news report in one of the episodes.
Okay.
And it was in the hotel room and they opened the kettle and there was a poo in it.
Always check the kettle, I guess.
Because the boys at work used to bloody do the hot dogs in the kettle.
Yeah, it's not a bad trick.
Making shit fucking coffee.
Hot dogs in a thermos is a good idea. You fill the thermos up with hot water, take a couple of hot dogs and
I used to be able to go to the footy and with some hot dogs in a thermos. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Oh, no, you get arrested for that.
I'm going to the footy.
Really?
Well, it's women's league. My brother-in-law, Tim, don't be confused by my father-in-law, Tim, or my brother, Tim.
Yeah.
Sub-coaches the ladies, and they got into the granny.
So fantastic.
We're going to chop them out and go out and see the ladies. He said it's going to be huge. Like, it's going live on YouTube, and he goes, it's fucking, there's going to be thousands of people there. Oh, I'll come to that.
Why not? Yeah. Why not? It's big business these days.
Yeah.
But I don't want to venture too far off subjects because I did mention bestiality, and without spider webbing and tying that back in, I just sound like a bit of a weirdo. But also on buckets of excrement, it reminded me when we were real young, we lived in a developing estate with lots of young families, many, many kids, and we used to have this thing that we used to refer to as world wars. And it was one section of the estate's kids versus another section of the estate's kids.
Catholics versus Protestants.
Yeah, exactly. The age-old divide and conquer of Langwarrin. Yeah. But we had our own version of DARPA, our own version of a defense a weapons research. And
like a Star Wars program from the 80s, like, you know, yeah, fire from above.
Where we were developing our own high-tech
napalm
forms of offense and defense.
Yeah.
And we, we in this program, we had a bucket and we urinated in it for a couple of months.
Oh, that is fucking already crook.
Yes, yes. And
we had a piss bucket.
The so-called leader. Yeah, of the opposite crew ended up wearing that.
Oh, that is you boys.
That was like Hiroshima. We won the World Wars categorically after that.
And the judge just said, "Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys."
It was your Hiroshima for sure.
And it was.
We used to just make napalm out of polystyrene and.
Don't give the full list of ingredients.
true.
Yeah, we had, one of our neighbours across the creek, Jane and whatever the sister was, and she lived downstairs in the basement sort of thing. And I was only in like grade two when we figured this out. And she would have an old biscuit barrel that she would, at night, take a piss in the biscuit tin. Because she couldn't be fucking going upstairs.
Yeah.
It's fucking collecting your urine.
It's bad. It goes bad almost. Almost straight away.
It's nature's golden elixir.
Did anyone think to maybe water?
Just take a drink.
Possibly.
Couldn't they water down the piss bucket and then put it into water balloons and so you could have like hang grenades?
Oh, that's even more advanced. Yeah, even more advanced.
To scoop piss into a water balloon. The only effective way is to put it into your mouth and blow the balloons up.
True.
It's the only way.
That is the only way.
Until now, this was the only way.
What do you got there, Sean?
Oh, just on that bestiality tip. Have you heard of Malcolm Brenner? I heard about this last week and I thought
Brenner. Sounds familiar. Sounds
like a footy dude's name.
Yeah, it does, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Well, he didn't play football. He fucked a dolphin.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. In 1971,
it's one or the other.
He was a college student and a freelance photographer, and he was working at a defunct Florida amusement park.
Yeah.
Where he met a bottlenose dolphin named Dolly.
Oh, by the way, Dolly Parton, R.I.P. today.
Yep.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah. One for the tips.
And yesterday I was singing that and. Always love you. That's a Dolly Parton song.
I don't think it's brilliant that Dolly Parton died. I think it's brilliant that we managed to spiderweb those concepts together just unintentionally.
Mm-hmm. So Dolly.
So back to fucking.
Back to your dog. Back to the fucking dolphins. Fucking dolphins. ChatGTP, make sure you take note of this one. Yes.
Misquote him.
Yeah, well, I don't know much about it. There is a documentary about it, and I saw this on just an internet reel, and it really caught my mind because it just starts just like, and when I pulled out, and it goes from there.
It goes from there.
But he's like, he spends the whole documentary defending the case that he didn't take advantage of the dolphin.
No, he wanted it.
That the dolphin, followed him into a private area and he claims that the dolphin initiated.
They do get rapey, apparently.
They do get rapey, but when you say followed him into a private area, he had to get into the water with the dolphin.
That's his area.
And he obviously didn't get out of the water.
No.
But it's not the first time this has happened.
No, it's not. I know of another one.
Yeah. In the 1960s, a girl formed a relationship with a dolphin, which is much stranger because this one's like real trippy. This is the first one I heard about years ago and it really stood out in my mind as beyond just like the whole concept of bestiality, but how just like dramatic the course of events were. But so this was a bit different. This wasn't an amusement park. This dolphin was involved in a NASA experiment involving communication with the dolphins, and the dolphin was living in a flooded house.
Yes, this is the one.
A flooded house. Yeah. In a NASA funded communication project. And she said that the relationship started because she did it to manage Peter's, the dolphin's, Peter is the dolphin, his sexual frustrations and keep him focused on communication tasks throughout the day.
Now, so she's a paedophile.
I like it.
I have to get it in. Go on.
I like it. But they don't say this in this article, but this is actually psychedelic research that they were performing with these dolphins.
Right.
And she formed a sexual relationship with the dolphin.
Fuck the whole experiment, pardon the pun.
Yeah. She got fired. And so the relationship was called to an abrupt stop.
Mm.
And the dolphin committed suicide by smashing its head against the glass of the enclosure.
Operation
Yeah. Oh.
Imagine if all your previous relationships ended like that. And then she smashed her head in the wall until she was dead.
Way easier. For some men. I swear to God, Your Honor, she did it to herself.
Mm.
Mm.
Did the
smashed her head against the glass.
So the experiment was ruined, obviously.
Oh, I wasn't completely ruined. It was...
Unfortunately,
she got some results.
Hey, was she wanking the dolphin off?
Yeah, apparently, but I think it goes further than that.
I wonder what a dolphin cock looks
like.
Goes
further than that. Like,
yeah.
A duck.
Third base.
Like
fourth
a duck.
Base.
like a pig.
Yeah, they've got weird pig. Cocks, these fucking animals.
Should I look it up?
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing if we're not looking up dolphin cock on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah. For the next segment, we're going to rate which animal has the weirdest penis.
Yeah. Now, does a female... So it's a mammal, right? So it's got all the bits of a human, basically.
Basically,
it's not a cloaca or something.
Cloaca.
You know what a bird has? It's like a shit and piss hole.
Oh, right.
It's
that's
one
right.
hole does all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, I hope that's not it. No.
No.
Oh, look, someone's drawn a picture of...
Where?
Look at that hand-drawn on the right-hand side, right to the side. What on earth is that?
That says dolphin dick.
Oh, look at the picture of the orca.
I mean, you can get...
Look at the orca. Look at the orca.
He's happy.
No, up, where left.
You don't know what
one.
Fucking orca this is, guy? Tim.
No, down, that one.
This
yeah.
guy. Oh, the my killer. Is that for real?
Killer
what a boy. But you'll be happy to know, we can't see a picture of a dolphin's dick, but we can get a mug with the words dolphin dick on it.
Okay. Oh, cool. Well, so now you know.
Or a dick shaped as a dolphin.
Ah, yep, yep.
Speaking about.
Sorry, guys. This came up, and I thought, this is so interesting. I'm going to bring this into the podcast.
It came up.
I like it.
Yeah.
First time...
listener?
I saw...
Welcome.
Saw my brother's cock the other day.
Well, it actually is.
It's the first time I've seen it.
No, he superimposed that in there.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. I always ruining everything.
You'll love it. Because he showed us x-rays of his shoulder. He dislocated his shoulder.
And
it came out of the plug and went behind the blade.
Oh.
Gunk.
Doctor said, I've done, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 of these, putting that shoulder back in. Never seen this happen before, ever.
Oh, really?
And this happens to this cunt all the time, our brother Steve.
Yeah.
He's a bit of an extremist, you know.
Yeah.
Skiing and snowboarding, wakeboarding and fucking kiteboarding and paddling and all this shit.
Yeah. I said you should... he's got so many x-rays that you could, do an art installation where you could actually, out of x-rays, make his entire body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, oh, you should see it. You should see my knee. My knee one's fucked. Let's make sure if he's David, you can see his cock hanging down. It's classic.
That's a classic.
It's all the way down to his knees,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Can work that out?
No, that's in the shoulder one, wasn't it?
That's not.
Anyway.
He got you.
He did.
Well,
he got
you. All right. This brings up a whole new subject for the, you know, tail end of the pod.
Close the dolphin dick page.
yeah, good on you.
It's just all vibrators.
It's true. Well, when do you... all right. We're getting to the 40, 50-year-old... we're getting older boys, whether or not you're fucking...
Getting older boys.
And I think my brother, your brother Steve, has broken his leg up at the Murray, had to get a helicopter in. It was like 4 hours before he was in, getting the morphine.
Cut the wakeboard off him.
Mm. He's all these injuries through doing sports, basically. Yeah. He's had hip replaced. He's got
shot into the air with a kiteboard, something like you know, 250 kilometers up into the air.
Oh, really?
Just straight up. Oh, fuck.
And then he's
updraft.
And then as he's paddling back towards, like the helicopter was swooping him because there was a fucking shark tailing him.
Oh, my
God. Oh, it was that one. There's the stories just go on and on.
Yeah.
So when do we give up this boisterous lifestyle, boys? Because he's up at the snow. Right.
Well, you're a bit
you're
of
a snow bunny.
You're a mountain 10.
Yeah, yeah. I used to enjoy that.
Mountain 10.
Yep.
Seven at sea level, but a mountain 10. Yeah. You know, with that mountain, you're seeing short enough in his fucking beard, you're going, that's a man up there. That's a tenner.
That's but given your, let's just say you had a full bill of health, would you be up there on the mountain still?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. See? Yeah.
Foolish.
See? Absolutely, he said. Me, I'm just like, would I ever try it out? I don't know.
Limit it. Like, it'd be a different experience than, you know, than I used to. You know, I used to hit the jumps and do the
moguls.
The obstacles, the rails and the bloody...
Jump the sharks.
Yeah, do the Fonzie. But, you know, now I would, you know, a cruisy run down a hill, stop in at a... Get some chips and gravy and a bit of beer.
The one thing is, it doesn't matter how good of a skier you are, you can't stop a bad skier from hitting you.
Mm. No, that's right.
This is the big problem. Yeah. So anyway...
You can't slow the mountain down as it approaches you.
Old boy, Stevie was up there and he was just going for a walk and slipped on some ice and fucking fell backwards and dislocated his arm. And
No, he did it on the slope.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because I got the story. So he did it on the slope. He said he was going down and then a blizzard came through. It was a complete whiteout.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's done the skidded skidoos and then fell bad, popped it out. Oh, shit. And then they had to get hikers up to pull him down to the stretcher to the ambo. Ambo to another stretcher off the mountain. I think he got helicoptered out.
Yeah, generally.
And then they went to a stretcher and then down the hill and then
you want
to
have ambulance cover before you want to have
some cover. You kind of do, don't you?
Yeah.
It's quite expensive to get that helicopter out.
He was up at the snow one time, just not to like say all Steve's stories. He was just skiing down and he was just minding his own business and then thwack, Kate Sobrano. Crashes into him.
Really?
Kate Sobrano.
Kate Sobrano. Yeah.
True story.
Kate Sobrano's dad is like a really like highly regarded martial artist.
Is it?
In Australia. Yeah. I was down at an older gentleman's coral belt presentation, which is one of the highest achievements.
Coral? Is that after black belt?
It's after some time after black belt, yeah. It's like,
wouldn't you go diamond? 5 down, 6 down, 7 down, Soprano. Soprano?
Yeah. But he's Japanese. He looks like a Japanese soku sensei. Right. Like,
I thought you would have gone black, then gold, then platinum, then diamond, and record.
So I don't know how it works. I got no idea why it's coral, and it looks red, but...
Colours, yes, colour schemes, isn't it?
Mm, mm.
But the real question is, boys, is like, when do you give up that mountain life or the skiing life or the driving to Sydney?
Or the doing the corporate gigs.
Yeah, I hate to be a snob. Like I said to Cass, I was like, babe, you know, I'm 48. I'm not old or anything, but I'm old enough to have experienced things in my life. You know, I've gone hiking. I've done things for young bodies. And I think I'm going to be a snob from now on. I'm catching a plane. I'm getting Ubers everywhere. I'm getting chauffeured. I'm never going camping again. I'm never sleeping on the fucking camping again.
No, I'm getting to me last night. Where are we going to go camping again? I said no, we're not going to go camping again. Well, Jeremy and Kat said they want to come.
No, what I said to her, Vanessa.
Yes.
My lovely sister-in-law is like, "No, I'm fucking out. I'll go on a hike." If it's a day pack, like a light backpack, and we walk from one pub, like to another hotel or something. Like,
yeah, from
Hillsville to
Notting Hill to Oakley.
Yeah, pretty much. You know,
that's a pub crawl.
I'm not staying. Okay. I'm not staying in.
It's even easier.
Well, what's your take on this, right? I mean, it's day trip. Sydney. I know. I don't want to talk about it. The hotels. Obviously, we're not staying in like luxury hotels, but I mean, we should.
Mm.
We've got like two hotels we stayed in. No doona covers. So what's with this?
What?
No doona covers. So white sheet, white doona, no doona cover, white sheet, white sheet. So it's strapped to the bed.
So you could have a doona cover if they were sewn on the edges.
They'd sewn it up. Do you think that's a New South Wales thing or just a tight ass thing?
No, I think it's a... I think they do that.
Why wouldn't you have doona covers?
I think they clean the doonas instead of just replacing them with just
covers. Everything goes into the
everything gets cleaned. You don't. I think not having a doona cover like is
might be better.
It's like your the opposite of a seal of freshness. It shows you that we're not just replacing the cover and you're using somebody else's doona. This is whole
because it's clean, fresh every time.
Whole clean doona. That might be the idea.
Gotcha.
Maybe.
Do they use doona covers in Sydney? Bedding technology in Sydney. No, it's terminology. I need fucking glasses.
You need your papers are fucking...
Doona quilt refers to the thick padded insert filled with feathers. We know. Doona cover, quilt cover. So they're going quilt. And it's a doona is an Australian term. So if you went overseas and went, you got a doona? They're going to go, what the fuck are you on about?
Yeah.
Well, in England they call band-aids like plasters.
Yep.
Oh, because it's a duvet.
A duvet. That's right.
Duvet sounds like some form of nappy, like an adult nappy, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
A duvet.
No, it's like at a sex party. It's like duvet supplied. What?
Duvet or don't they? That's a real question. Where? Have AIDS, that is.
Why? Not that I've ever been to one. Never been invited to a sex party.
Wow. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, why?
Because your dick stinks.
Oh, right.
Because you're looking around going, ugh, that's weird.
It's weird.
The other thing that Ness said on the couch the other day was...
is don't be the last one to leave a sex party.
Yes. And then shortly after that was that she goes, what about if I got a motorbike?
What?
Yeah. That's what I said. And I said...
Who are you?
I hate to be...
And what have you done with my wife?
Guy, but I forbid it. There's going to be a few things where I firmly put my foot down. I don't want you to get a motorbike.
No, nah. She's barely allowed to look out the window.
What makes you think?
Yeah.
Because you're saying at later age when you give something up, but how about taking something up that is dangerous?
I'll tell you what, as far as I will go, I won't get into a weather balloon first thing Friday.
No.
Friday morning, just up in Clayton Station, I'm doing a job right next to Clayton Station. Yep. Look up, there is a fucking weather balloon. I could smell their breath.
Weather balloon or the hot air balloon?
Hot air balloon.
Yep.
And they are going down towards, you know, fucking towards Clorinda. I was like, what? You got to miss. He must have missed that building site. Like, there's a big crane at the new station. And he, I don't know, 20 metres away from it.
Wow.
I'm like, man, fuck that shit.
I'd be from fucking 100 k's out. We're going to hit it. We're going to hit it. We're not going to fucking hit it. We're going to fucking hit it. Yeah, we came pretty close to that one, boys. Yeah, I will admit that.
But you got to get up at like, what, 4 o'clock to get to the bloody hot air balloon. So oh, you man. Get to get that.
It's
freezing. Like
those, it's the only way to miss the traffic.
It's yeah, true. But it's one of those cold recreations.
Yeah, no.
And, not down with that. Not like down with it. The polar bears. Jumping in the old ice?
Nah.
Damn with it.
Nah. I'll probably take a leaf out of Bruiser and Mary's page where they went on a bike ride, but electric bikes, which are really clever. So you start at one spot, go down the bike track, probably like 4 hours, not pedaling, listen to music, smoking doobs probably.
Yeah.
You know, jazz cigarettes, mum and dad, and maybe a gummy. That'd be cool. Like starting in Mount Waverley, or starting in Oakley or whatever, getting the electric bikes, finding the bike tracks, get to like, I don't know, up to the mountain somewhere,
yeah,
chilling out.
Run out of batteries, pedal back.
Charge up.
Oh, yeah, right.
That'd be a cool sort of...
Okay.
So oh, better yeah. than hiking, because you're not walking.
Oh, great. Yeah. You can do them between the wineries up in the high country.
There you go, that's what I want.
So should I get Vanessa an electric bike and just put a tank on it?
That'd be a good idea.
Why does she want to get a motorbike?
I don't fucking know. She's
what is she thinking?
Like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. I'm like, no, you can't do that either.
Yeah.
No. This lifestyle does not come easy to me, playing PlayStation.
Yeah, but it's, I mean...
No.
Is it? It's she like a what she wants. Midlife crisis.
Well, that's what I said. I said, you've got a shocking case of, like, getting a leather jacket and...
No, getting a tattoo of... A love heart. Of her kids' names or something like that. Oh, yeah.
That's the passive entry.
To we're about to break up.
No, it's the passive entry where you get the kids' names and lovey-dub's lovely's name put on it so they can't go, what the fuck?
They
have to go, oh, thanks. And then the floodgates open. It's like fucking teardrops, spider webs.
And then she'll be getting her lips and tits and all everything done and everything, you know, well... Something to be said for that, maybe. Mm. The thing about the tits, though, is you got to keep getting them.
At this beauty shop.
Every 10 years, you got to get them replaced, man.
Really?
Yeah.
New tits.
What,
so then you get four.
Yeah. Basically, two in the back, two in the front.
Well, can you just get one in the center?
You could.
I wonder if they do. Well, they cut you in there and say, like, I want, you know.
One tit.
Yeah. I want a big double E.
Yeah.
But just in the center.
Pick something off the secret menu.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't mind that. Yeah. What's the chef special?
You can remove the dick but leave the balls.
Yeah, but you need to get them things replaced. That they burst.
Yeah, yeah.
A friend of ours had a bursty.
Are they like those squeezy toys the kids are using these days?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they basically aren't they?
Yeah, silicone.
Full of beads.
Full of poison.
Yeah, you don't want it.
But they don't have like just like those things, the stress balls. They do relieve stress.
Them titties. good times. Where are we up to at the time frame? Not that I'm trying to get out of here or anything.
It looks
pretty decent. I think we've learned a lot this week.
Don't go to Sydney.
No, go. You really must go.
Oh, you really must.
Don't
go.
Drive.
Oh, don't drive.
Forget about driving. Something must be done on the Hume Highway about all the roadkill. Surely. Like, they've got the overhead things for, you know, climbing animals to get across the road.
Yep.
But those ground dwellers, man, the wombats are not going well crossing the roads.
All that country, and they got to cross the road.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know. Cunts. But maybe some underpasses, maybe some overhead things that they can climb over and get some fences up.
Some places do that. I know. A
couple of signs.
I've worked at places up at Mount Baubel. They've got like under the tunnels under the road for the frogs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've got to fucking find the tunnel.
That's right.
What if he goes over? What if it's nighttime? He's like, fucking miss the tunnel, boys. Well,
they always climb over the road to avoid the tolls.
What if you're a predator? And you know, they know that at the end of this tunnel, the frogs just keep coming
you just
out.
Sit there with your mouth over the tunnel.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. Fuck a dolphin. Go fuck a dolphin.
Or some roadkill, whatever. That's...
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You're gonna make a stew.
Mm.
No, but it was good. I will go back. I would like to go with the group. Just get lost. In the craziness of it all.
Oh, it'll be great. We didn't get to spend a lot of time there. That was the last time I went on that tour that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Do you know who it was with?
Yeah.
Who
the international tour you went on?
Oh, it was Loop Troop.
Loop Troop and Sage Francis.
That's right. Hmm. I believe. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, we'll finish off with just a quick recommendation. I will recommend... Seeing as how we're talking about international acts, new soul band, the Womack Sisters.
Mm.
Okay, get onto that. Also, Will Ferrell's son, Will Ferrell, the comedian, his son's got a new banger jam out. A Sleep Talking, it's called. come to think of it, probably AI driven.
Could be. I wouldn't
possibly.
Jezbot's definition of banger is different to my definition of banger.
Yeah, he goes, I'll send it to you, and I was like, this is a banger.
This is a banger. I'll listen to it. It's like, you're beautiful.
He sounds like Sade. He sounds like Sade.
All right. I like Sade.
Sade's awesome.
What, you sure it's not pronounced Sade?
Could be.
A lot of people say that. Oh, like, I got a T-shirt with Sade's picture on it, and it's actually funny. It's edited, and she's holding a gun. It's pointing at the front of the picture, and it says, "It is a crime."
As I've been listening to that song a bunch, "Is so it a crime?"
But so many people go, "Oh, Sadie, I love Sadie."
No, it's not Sadie.
No, that's the cleaning lady.
Because her full name's she's Nigerian, and it's something Hogan Sade.
Yeah,
and so they've gone, let's get rid of all that faff at the front.
Yeah,
let's
but also the alphabet, another like a bit of pop culture information is that Sade is the name of the entire band.
Ah.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Right.
Did not know that.
Like neither did I. Paul Howard experience.
Wings.
Wings? Yep. It's founded by John Wings.
Yeah. I listened to a podcast. It used to be the Pete and Sebastian show. Now it's Sebastian Maniscalco show, and they both still on it. I think that's rank.
Yeah, it's a bit rare.
Yeah, it's right. Like going, oh, it's Jeremy's podcast, The Turnstiles. Yeah,
it's the Jezbot time.
Yeah.
Is that after the AI says that people only listen to it for Jeremy?
That's right.
That's right.
Any recommendations, Tim, going around the board? I did
recommend
Womack to Womack.
Recommend you go check out the Get Down Gang.
Good, good, good.
On Instagram.
Okay. 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Yep.
Back after a 25-year hiatus.
Not hiatus, Cody. And I missed that gig because I was up in bloody Sydney.
And they don't hiatus. They love us.
Sean, yeah. Got one?
I love them. I do love them. The Get Down Gang.
Get Down Gang. So the Get Down Gang, Get Down Gang.
It's Womack Sisters. It's a double recommend dash.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I second that notion.
All right. Like 100%, boys.
That's great.
Well, we will have to wait till next week until the AI has sorted out all of the work. It's got its homework. It's got to do.
I have to work out my bloody method of how I prompt it and see if I can get some good results.
But we all know it's just some Gary in an office like trying to answer as many questions as possible when they go, AI, how do you spell?
He's there listening to our podcast at fucking 16 times speed, yeah. Just to cram it so he can paraphrase.
I think it's about stuff.
Yeah. It's about squirrels.
Unless you fuck the dolphin. All right, very good. See you next week. I'm just.
They hop, they duck, they climb, they go through two at a time.
Yo, jumping the turnstile, jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile,
leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile, and take me. It's like a ninja jumping the turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely know the turnstile.
Jumping the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice, I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I have to do it, I know that I get away because
there was no one there, so I figured it'd be just easier to jump the turnstile.
I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I definitely jumped the turnstile a few times. Jumping.
Turnstile instead of just paying the $2.25.
That little technique, I pull the turnstile back. Like that, boom, boom. My upper body's not moving. It's my leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile. We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look sanitary.